588 BCE, Nebuchadnezzar began the siege of Yerushalayim. About 18 months later, the 9th of Tammuz, the city walls were breached, were broken, and ultimately, on the 9th of Av, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Chorban Bayis Rishon. So, when Nebuchadnezzar began the siege of Yerushalayim, that was on Asara B'Tevis. That was on the 10th of Tevis, and that is why the Jewish people around the world fasted this past Thursday on Asara B'Tevis. It's one of the four fast days that we fast corresponding to the Churban, to the destruction of the temple. As the Navi tells us, Som HaRevi, Som HaChamishi, Som HaShvi, V'Som HaSiri, that the fast of the fourth month, Yud Zayin Tammuz, the fast of the fifth month, Tisha B'Av, the fast of the seventh month, Som Gedalia, and the fast of the tenth month, Asara B'Tevis, Yebehem L'Sosim L'Simcha. That when the Beis HaMikdash is up, it will be a time of celebration, and when as the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, it is now, it's a time of sorrow. It's a time of fasting. And these are the four fast days, Zecher L'Churban. We have only one biblical fast day, that is Yom Kippur. And on the day of Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, we have a mitzvah to eat. And we have one other one, Tainis Esther, and if you count Erev Pesach for the firstborns. As in Judaism, we have many more feast days than fast days. The Muslims enjoy Yom Kippur, or I should say enjoy Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur plays a prominent role. Many of the religions are based on Judaism, so they take different things. Some religions say V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. Some people think it was someone else who initiated it, not the Torah, but it's a pasuk in Vayikra. And the Muslim seems to focus on Yom Kippur because they have many fast days like Ramadan. They daven five times a day on Yom Kippur. That's the one day we go on the Neil. So those are the six fast days, but the four corresponding to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Yom Kippur is in its own category, the other four, and then Tainis Esther. So the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the one who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes from the Avid Rum a very interesting point, a unique aspect about Asara B'Tevis that doesn't apply to most of the other fast days. And that is that when Yom Kippur, when Asara B'Tevis falls out on Shabbos, one would even have to fast on Shabbos. We're familiar with Yom Kippur. That when it happened last year, it happens every couple of years, that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, so Yom Kippur is biblical, so therefore we understand why we fast on Yom Kippur, in contrast to Tisha B'Av, which is only Midrabanan, rabbinical, so therefore we don't fast, or at least it's in the words of the prophet. So how come, and in general rule, Tisha B'Av is more, as the Gemara spells out in Rosh Hashanah, Tisha B'Av is stricter than all the other three fast days. We begin the night before, we don't wear leather shoes. So it's very interesting to note, where does the Avid Rum get this from, that there's an aspect of Asara B'Tevis which is stricter than Tisha B'Av. We also find something the good news is we can't prove it or disprove it because it can't happen the way our calendar is set up. We do have a little hint to it is on Friday. It is, we do fast on Friday for Asara B'Tevis, even though we don't like fasting on Friday like we do by Tainis Esther. So the question is, what's so unique? It's so unique that Rav Soloveitchik felt this was a misprint, a typo. It can't be true. They can't fast on Shabbos for Asara B'Tevis. But that's a hypothetical discussion because we can't prove it or disprove it. However, the Chasam Sofer wants to explain, he takes the Avid Rum seriously. No, it's not a typo. You actually do fast on Shabbos, and as the Avid Rum says, he compares it to Yom Kippur because they say Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, just like on Yom Kippur, we fast on Shabbos, so too on Asara B'Tevis. Well, we understand Yom Kippur, but Asara B'Tevis is difficult. So So the Chasam Sofer explains as follows. We have different type of sorrows. We have different types of tragedies throughout or sad events. So for instance, there's a custom of a yahrzeit. A yahrzeit is the anniversary of one's death. Well, I guess it is your yahrzeit, but you're not observing it, you're dead. It's more for your kids and family. And well, in Shamayim you are. The neshama should have an aliyah. But in this world, it's yahrzeit for the other people who are still around. So there's halacha, there's a discussion, different customs, what one does on a yahrzeit. Feast or fast? So there are many today who feast, or at least don't fast. And there are those who fast. The strict halacha in the books is that you do fast. And what's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, the minhag of fasting. And there are many reasons given. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says the minhag was Hagarav Pesach. You make a siyum and then you eat. So they dropped the siyum and kept the eating. They used to make a siyum on a yahrzeit. Others say Hasidim give other reasons why the importance of a tikkun, making brachas. But, and that's many have that custom today. See, my mom made it easy on me. She passed away on Purim Katan. So my yahrzeit's either on Purim Katan or Purim. I don't have to choose. You're not allowed to fast on those days. So nevertheless, even those who fast on a yahrzeit, that's only a minute to fast. It's prohibited to fast on Shabbos. So therefore, if your Yom HaYahrzeit falls out on Shabbos, you cannot fast on Shabbos. So how come when it comes to the Yom HaYahrzeit, you can't fast? As we said, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we don't fast. And yet there's another halacha that we do fast, that when in Tainis Chalom, a person has a terrible dream, a very bad dream, and you're really shooken up by it, so then the halacha is you fast. If you have a Friday night, you have a terrible dream, a real bad, terrible tragedy, and you're really shooken up by it, so you fast even on Shabbos. So the question is, how come when it comes to a Tainis Chalom, we fast on Shabbos, but on yahrzeit we don't, or Tisha B'Av? So the Chasam Sofer explains is because the different types of surahs. There's a surah that happens in the past. We're remembering an event that happened. So when it comes to Tisha B'Av, it's a Zechu L'Churban, the both temples, the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon and the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. However, when it comes to, and as well, when it comes to a yahrzeit, we're remembering our loved ones. But when it comes to a tainis chalom, it's something, so therefore you never fast on Shabbos for something, for a sorrow that already happened. But something that could prevent a future sorrow, or you could do something good in the future. So therefore, a tainis chalom, you're really shooken up and you want to do tshuva and you want to do good deeds. So therefore, we're afraid about something that might happen. So then one is permitted to fast even on Shabbos. What does it have to do with Asara B'Tavis? That happened in 588 BCE. It's not a recent event. That's not a future event. It's a past event. So that's what the Chasam Sofer points out, that the year, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe also, they say in his name, that the year the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, on Tisha B'Av, in Shamayim, in the tent, if the Jewish people would have done tshuva, they would have united and got together and had Achdus Yisrael and stopped the fighting or stopped doing whatever they were doing wrong, so then the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have been destroyed. And as the Yerushalmi writes, every generation is responsible for destroying the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, if it's not rebuilt, it's a generation's fault that they're not acting properly. So every generation, either if we have a Beis HaMikdash, Ad Asara B'Tavis, we pray that it's not destroyed. And if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we pray that it should be rebuilt. And if it's not rebuilt, it's on us. So the Chasam Sofer says, Asara B'Tavis is trying to prevent a future Sarah. Is to try to prevent the Beis HaMikdash from being destroyed, or that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. That's an event that didn't happen yet. So So that's what the Av Indra means. Be'etzem hayom azeh. That is like, and that's the comparison to Yom Kippur with Tshuva, that it's in our hands, that we can control whether the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt or not rebuilt. And that's the Yisod of the Chasam Sofer. And just to take it one more step, there's an interesting suggestion by Rav Shlomo Fisher that he points out that we know different events happen in history that had tragedy. So on Yud Zayin Tammuz, the Cheta Egel, Tisha B'Av, the Meraglim, the spies. What happened on Asara B'Tavis? He wants to suggest, he doesn't have an explicit proof, but he has a remez. He thinks that's the day of Mechiras Yosef. That is the day that Yosef sold his brothers. And therefore, he points out that that's why we fast on Asara B'Tavis, and that's why it's a day of terrible tragedy. And what's his proof? Because the Mazel Gedi of the month is a goat. And the goat represents the dipping of the goat for the goat point of the coat. And therefore, it's a remez, it's a hint to Mechiras Yosef. And that's why, this could explain as well. In 1948, I believe it was, the chief rabbinate picked the date of Asara B'Tavis is the Yom Kaddish HaKoli. What does that mean? The day Kaddish for everyone is for Rachmana Litzon, all the Jewish people, all the Yidden who were killed in the Holocaust, and we have no idea when they died, where they died. So they picked the date of Asara B'Tavis as the day that one should say Kaddish for all those Holocaust people who went Al Kiddush Hashem, who were murdered by the Nazis. And therefore, that's perhaps why that day. So perhaps that's part of the whole concept of Asara B'Tavis, a time of Achdus Yisrael, that we think about everyone, all those who have given up their lives for Klal Yisrael. And in fact, that's why we always read, that's why Asara B'Tavis always comes out around Parshas Vayigash, Vayechi, because these are the Parshas where the reconciliation with the brothers. Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Bincha. And Yosef saying, "Here, don't worry, I won't do anything to you. I'm not upset." It's from May Hashem Yotzah Hadavar. Because that's the time of reconciliation. As we know, as Rav Soloveitchik points out, there's only one Haftorah has no Nechama in it. And it goes through all the different things of the Haftorah. Even on Tisha B'Av we have a Nechama. The Haftorah, Parshas Vayeshev. Because when it comes to destruction, when it comes to Goyim, non-Jews burning the temple, we could still have a Nechama. But when it comes to Jews selling another Jew to as slaves, Jews not treating each other properly, there's no Nechama. And that's the Yisod of Asara B'Tavis. That's what Mechiras Yosef happened, and it's our job to misaken it, to fix the problem. As Rav Kook always used to say, if Sinas Chinam was the cause for the destruction, so Avas Chinam will bring the Beis HaMikdash back together.